Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't really know why everybody's going with puberty on these Royals. Come on. Bobby Witt's got a mustache. MJ Melendez has got a smooth, I don't know, beard? Maybe not yet. I think he can grow it. A lot of puberty stuff. But I like the young bucks and the young punks. I think that's where I'm at. Josh Verner joins us now, Royals insider. You can hear him tonight on Vern's pregame show, 6 o'clock, as the Dodgers are in town. Hollywood is in Kansas City. Vern, I have to say, I am locked in for this weekend series. It has nothing to do with the Dodgers. It has everything to do with how these kids are playing and to see if they can once again compete with one of the top teams, if not the top team in baseball. What say you, Mr. Vern?
I want to know if the pitching can keep it up. I want to know what Daniel Lynch can do against these Dodgers, what Brady Singer can do coming up on Sunday, because for as much as these rookies have forced so many average baseball fans, average Royals fans that have tuned out because the season has, for the most part, been over since the middle of May, it has forced those fans to come back. While it's because of the young bats, it's also because of the winning. Right? Kansas City now has a standard of, we'll support you, but you got to put a quality product on the field. You got to be delivering W's, and that's what the Royals have done on this homestand, back-to-back four-game series victories, and it's all because, in my opinion, sure, we could talk about the energy, we can talk about the kids, but it's because of the pitching of Singer, of Greinke, of Keller, of Lynch, of Bubich, of Barlow. That's, in my opinion, why these kids have been able to be celebrated, because if the pitching wasn't there to back them up, it's not as if they're putting up double digits consistently on a nightly basis. The pitching is picking them up in a big way. They're quality hitters, don't get me wrong, but quality hitters, it doesn't matter if you don't have pitching and defense, and right now, team's got it all.
I say this because I just want to keep going on this ride of these hitters, is with the pitching being successful, and Brady Singer, obviously, the send down and the call-up and the finding of the third pitch, yeah. But what about this team? Can you say that the hitting and the chemistry and just the power surge of these young hitters, how has that maybe turned the attention over to the pitchers to go out there and be like, you know what? I want to do this. Like, I want to be competitive. Like, I think Melendez and Bobby Witt are competitive.
Not at all.
Okay.
Because to me, Brady Singer.
I disagree.
Singer, okay, well, not at all, in my opinion, because Brady Singer started this in June.
Okay.
Chris Bubich started this in June. Zach Greinke is Zach Greinke. It's not as if he's unlocked something here recently, but he's had a nice run of the last nine starts. Brad Keller's been one really good start, one bad start, one really good start, one bad start. He's been going back and forth. The consistency that you've seen from Singer, from Bubich, what you've watched of late from Daniel Lynch since he's returned from injury, none of them, in my opinion, I don't know what date you point to. None of them had this launching pad that aligns with the arrival of these young sluggers. I don't see the correlation between the two.
I just feel like winning is contagious and attitudes can be contagious. And I think that when you see guys compete within themselves.
Right,
with
but each who has a different attitude?
I think Singer has a different attitude. I think Singer has a different
attitude. When he returned in June, it was 7 innings of 9 punchies and 0 earned runs allowed. He had the attitude that you've seen from Brady Singer, that's the same attitude this dude had when they drafted him out of Florida. He's always been the one to exude confidence. That's why he started game 2 of the 2020 season. It's just been about execution, trust, maturity, and experience. That's what I think you've seen from Singer, from Bubich, and we'll see if it continues here down the stretch. If it does, suddenly the conversations we have about 2023 need to change.
Okay. I just think that his best start was against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium, and it just so happened to be like in the rise of this thing, and maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm just all here for you know, unicorns and rainbows and butterflies. I don't know. But I will say this. The top three guys in this lineup, Melendez, Bobby Witt Jr., Sal Perez, can they all three be 30 home run guys consistently?
Consistently, I would say no. Can they all reach 30 home runs? Yeah, of course. If MJ's going to do it consistently, I think you need to wave goodbye to him catching. If Bobby's going to do it consistently, I think you need to wave goodbye to him manning shortstop. If Salvi's going to do it starting now, he's going to the Hall of Fame. They're all capable of doing it, but no, I wouldn't bet that all three of them do it.
How much more talented is this roster in your eyes than maybe the ones from 14 and 15? Is that an unfair question?
Yeah, that's an unfair question. Well, it's not an unfair it's not an unfair question. It's I don't know if it's phrased properly, because roster to roster, of course I'm going to take the team with champions, not the team that still is 19 games below 500 and really hasn't accomplished much at the big league level outside of Michael A. Taylor and Salvador Perez, Zach Greinke, and a few others. But if you want to talk about top 2-3 hitters, period, and compare them to the top 2-3 hitters on that 15 team or that 14 team, okay, now we got a conversation, because to me, Bobby Witt Jr. and MJ Melendez, I think, have the talent to be better than everyone outside of Salvador Perez. And I say that just because I respect what Salvi's done. The numbers he's put up at the position that he plays, it's going to take a lot for Bobby and MJ to pass him up. But I certainly think they're capable of it. And I would be disappointed personally. And who cares what I think, but I would be disappointed if Hosmer, Moose's, Kane's career mirror Bobby or MJ. I expect both of them to make 3, 4, 5, 6 All-Star games.
I think the unfortunate part about this year is that the season was pretty much done early on, so there's really no postseason to play for, but obviously this team now no longer in last place. I think what I'm watching now is two things. Can they compete with the teams that have solidified themselves in baseball postseason moving forward, a la the Dodgers this weekend, and can they catch the White Sox? They just beat 3 out of 4 at home, which, I mean, I think they're 9 games, maybe 8.5 behind Chicago right now. Can they catch that third place? Can they compete with the Dodgers this weekend? How big, from a perspective, is this weekend for the Royals?
Well, I think it's how big can it be when you're 19 games below 500? But to the point you're bringing up, of course I'm going to start with the pitching and what Lynch and Singer can give this team, what Keller can do coming up tomorrow. That's going to be interesting. Certainly don't want to downplay it one way or the other, because if Lynch shoves tonight, we're partying on the post game. Same with Singer coming up on Sunday. Down the stretch, the final 49, 48 games, however many remain, to me, come down to three things. And it's about the opportunity for these young sluggers to learn that they belong, that they can overcome a slump whenever that arrives. Prado, Massey, Eaton, Pasquantino. I'd love to see them fight through a slump, come out the other side like we saw Bobby do in April, like we watched MJ Melendez do about a month and a half ago. So I think they have the opportunity to learn that they belong in the big leagues. I think they have the opportunity to continue to build this trust, because the flow right now of this lineup has that similar feel. to those 14, 15 teams in that there's a selflessness. You stand in the box and you feel like, hey, I don't need to be the one to hit the game-winning home run. All I need to do is get on base, pass the baton to the guy behind me so they can continue to build that trust. As a matter of fact, we just watched the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
That White Sox team, there doesn't appear to be any trust. There's no cohesion. There's no fluidity to that lineup right now. With the White Sox, reminds me a lot of those Yankees teams with A-Rod and Jeter and Sheffield and Posada. Those teams that were just a group of individuals. That right now is what I see from the White Sox. And the final opportunity that this ball club has down the stretch is to convince the front office to go for it this offseason. And I think, again, that begins with Chris Bubich and the guy we're going to watch on the Hill tonight, Daniel Lynch. If they finish strong, that's 60% of your 2026 rotation. Lynch, Bubich, Singer showing out. I think you invest in the team this offseason and make a run at it in 2023.
So to get this conversation on the end of it, once somebody says that we don't like each other, which I don't think that's kind of funny. But here's the thing that I want to end this conversation on, and that is I was listening to postgame the other night, and I heard some guy say, I want to go out and get a James Shields type of player. I want to go get – and you say, and I thought you brought up a revamp question, which was, if you do that, then you got to get rid of somebody.
Someone you like.
That you like, because right. they got rid of a top prospect to go get James Shields.
A guy that we were talking about 30 home runs when they moved him to the Rays and Will Myers.
Exactly.
Yep.
And it was a great move. It got this team a ring. I really, truly believe that was the push that this team needed, along with some other good acquired players as well. But the thing about this is, if there's anybody, like, that's the thing. Now, obviously, if it's a free agent, you can go get whoever you want. You don't have to give up anybody. But if you want to go get a big guy, you got to give if you want to get. Would they do that with anybody on this roster, if possible? And then also, out of this weekend, what's the matchup? Is it tonight with Lynch, or is it Singer on Sunday?
It's tonight with Lynch.
Okay.
Singer, to me, has already answered most of the questions I have about him. I don't believe my opinion of Brady Singer on opening day of let's just say the start of spring training next year. I don't believe my opinion of Brady Singer right now is going to change no matter what happens here down the stretch. I'm confident in Brady Singer. I still have questions about Daniel Lynch, but and my question is, can he surpass Brady Singer? Can he at least match what Brady Singer has shown over the past 2 months? So that to me is the matchup I'm most looking forward to this weekend against the Dodgers. And as far as the offseason move, personally, I wouldn't have the stones to trade MJ or Vinny or Prado. Do the Royals? Well, they've already shown us that, yeah, we do. They moved Jake Odorizzi and Will Myers back in the offseason heading into the 2013 season. And I remember at that time it was probably too rich for my blood. But, again, they've shown that they're willing to do it. And you start really adding up the trades by this front office since then. They got a pretty good winning percentage when it comes to those trades. So, I think they would. I would prefer just spend money. Let's just all spend John Sherman's money on free agent pitching. That, to me, seems a lot better than having to part with someone that this city's fallen in love with.
Yeah, just go get it, Jacob DeGrom. That'd make your team
a
World Series.
Go get him and Carlos Rodon. Let's wrap this bad boy up.
Yeah, let's have it locked up by July. Vern, what do you think? 6-10 on 6-10. If you're in Craft and Draft, you got a chance for three strikes?
Yeah. Today, the rest of the weekend, 1 hour before first pitch, we give you a chance to win Royals tickets. The Loge level of Kauffman Stadium, Craft and Draft, is where you'll find me 1 hour before first pitch each and every home game. Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Vern?
And we love each other. It's not, we're.
Somebody did say you seem grumpy today.
No, and I think Jay Binkley can attest to this.
Yeah.
But whenever I'm on the air with a real friend, I just want to attack him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I come out a little feisty.
It's like when you have a puppy dog that's really cute, you want to hug them really hard to where their head falls off, but you gotta go easy.
100%.
All right, Vern, I love you, man. Hey, have a good weekend out there. It's going to be fun, man. Salute to the Negro Leagues. They're going to look sharp on Saturday, man.
No question about it. Hope to see you out here.
All right, brother, take care. That's Vern, again, Craft and Draft, 6-10 tonight. Go play three strikes. Tell him Dusty sent you and give Vern a high five for me.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.